This is Scarlett Wild, and you're listening to The Hour Bomb on pwpop.com.
And welcome everyone to another
battered and bruised edition of the Hour Bomb.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That ain't no joke.
Yeah.
Jason, how you feeling today, buddy?
I think that says it all.
I feel pretty good. Heath, how are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, considering I'm not usually an active person. Yesterday kind of definitely kept me going.
Yeah, all right. Good to hear.
Well, who's the fucking host here? I am. So hold on. We have a routine here. Welcome to another battered and bruised edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Uriah Elazar may or may not have to take out a small loan for all the bullshit he went through yesterday.
Oh, snap.
The man with the huge cock, the one and only, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you. Ooh, look at that.
The crowd is into you tonight.
Yeah. Joe Hoyne.
The crowd has gone mild.
Did you say the crowd has gone mild?
Yes.
I hate you. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not liking you at all.
Fuck them all. They must have seen my fantasy football team play this week.
Yeah, no shit. And?
I lost to Kevin, Jason.
I know, I saw.
I hope you die from herpes.
The Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
There it is.
Thank you. Oh, you're too kind. Except you. You're a douche.
Wow. Why do you boo Jason Heath so much, people? You should give him some respect.
Why should they give him respect?
Because Heath offers fair and balanced coverage.
That is okay, right, fine. Damn it.
All right, let's give Heath some respect, everyone. Are you ready, Heath?
Yes, yeah. Let's hear it. Couldn't expect any less.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Oh, God, I hate you guys.
Why is that?
Oh, my God. Well,
let's hear this.
I am so... You know what? Let's change things up just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Because once I start on this, it's not going to stop.
That is true.
Who do we got in the chat room?
We have myself, Adrian Masters.
Bulk up.
We have the real clown.
Hey, bulk up to you.
Hey, we got Jason Heath.
Always bulk up myself.
We have the man who should be United States champion, Uriah Elazar.
Hey, bulk up to him.
No, yeah. No.
What is that for, Jason?
Oh, we'll talk.
We have Montana Man.
Hey, buck up to you.
Hey, we have the Mike Adamley of WPW, Scotty Mac.
Bulk up.
We have Jason Calvert.
Again, your wife can bulk up you. Gingerly.
We have the real deal, Alex Steele.
Hey, bulk up.
One we half have, of the
Don't treat him like a woman, Sean Pickles Fintrist.
I don't have his music pulled up.
That's all right. Bulk up to him.
We have Special K, Kevin Kuderden.
I'm not going to give you a ball cup.
Thanks for bailing on us.
Yeah, man.
We have the shooter.
Hey,
the real and undisputed U.S. champion of WPW.
And we have the only commissioner I know that's worse than Scotty Mack, our PW Pop Football League commissioner, Richard Bird Dog.
Ball cup to him.
Bird Dog.
And Scotty Mack says I could suck his ass.
Does he? Oh, that a boy, Scotty Mac.
And for those two elsewhere people, hey, why are you not in the chat room?
I don't know why you got Scotty Mac's side, Jason. He definitely didn't have your back last night.
Oh, God. Well, quick update. PW
and
Pop
Richard tells me to fuck off, too.
Yeah. Quick update. I'm beating Richard right now. I'm 240 to 205. I still have one guy left to play tomorrow.
Congratulations.
So we'll see. But I didn't lose to Kevin's team. And when you lost by, 53 points, 52 points?
Dude, my team is terrible.
This is not your year?
Yeah, it's bad.
All right.
My other league, hey, you want to know who my quarterback is, Jason?
Who?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really glad I picked up Brady in this league. In the PW Pop League, because, man, he's been lighting up. I couldn't do it. I made Heath hit the button for me, but I'm so glad I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right, I guess let's do this. Here's how the show normally works. Got a whole shit I got to get through. These two assholes are going to try to make it to where I can't complete my list. I've got 1 hour. That's 60 minutes for those of you keeping track at home. Okay, so here's why Uriah Elazar is an asshole.
Oh, hey, can we do another? Because we got a new joiner in here.
Oh, who? Oh, son of a bitch.
We have Mr. Jake Capone.
Waiting for the music.
I don't have music.
Oh, don't have music? Okay. We'll ball cup to Jake Capone.
Good friend of the show. Last minute showing up, Jake Capone. Anyway, so last night was WPW's Slam Fest in Campsville, Illinois. Let's talk about this first, shall we?
All right.
We're not even starting the timer on this?
We normally don't do the timer for the WPW stuff, do we?
I think as much as we're going to talk about this tonight, maybe we should just go ahead and throw the timer out the window.
That may not be a bad idea.
All right.
Because I just have a feeling this is going to be talked about a lot.
We're going to probably be on the WPW stuff for probably a half hour, 45 minutes at least.
I actually took notes last night.
He did. He actually has a notebook.
With
the notes.
Look at that.
Good God. There's lots of notes.
I took notes until intermission, and then I was too sidetracked to take notes anymore. Anyway.
But you digress. We'll talk about that later.
It was in Campsville, Illinois. Now, let me tell you something. You know about how there's a lot of wrestlers from a little place called Parts Unknown?
Yes.
We drove through there, and we were 5 miles past Parts Unknown last night.
Oh, shit.
Let me tell you. There are only a few things that would have freaked us out coming home from that place in the dark. One, we all said something. What was the one you said?
Well, let's see. Since we were passing by a bunch of cornfields, children popping out.
Yeah, Heath or Adrian. Sorry,
I'm sorry. What?
Didn't you have something that you said? You had Blade. You said if we saw Damian Blade walking around in the pig mask with the meat hook, that'd be pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you had seen that on the side of the road with all of these cornfields and stuff going on, I would have been scared for my life.
Yes, we honestly had no cell service where we were. It took us 40 minutes of driving before we all got reliable cell service.
Basically, we were just about back to Jerseyville.
Yeah, it was crazy. 2.5 hour drive to go to Campsville, Illinois. I'm not complaining about the drive. It was worth it. Ride there was worth it. The ride home blew. But it was a good time. It was a really good time. It was an old school that was converted, and we were wrestling in a gym, and it was fucking awesome because there were some top rope moves that were finally able to be done, and we got to see some big guys go to the top, and Scotty Mac shit his pants when that happened because he was afraid the ring was going to... I mean, it was great.
Logan says he thought his mom thought they died out there.
I thought I had died out there, but for a different reason.
I think we got someone else in the chat. Do you know who that is, Jason?
That is Knight.
Oh, Knight is in the chat. Welcome, Knight.
We got both the tag team champs. Anyway, the show kicked off a little bit late. Not a big deal, though. It was, I don't know, there's what, 150 people? Something like that. Yeah, it was a good crowd for the first time back. And if you guys want to correct me on this, I think it was the first time back in like 6 years. And they used to pull, I think they said, you know.
How would we correct you on that?
Well, some of the guys, some of the wrestlers.
Oh, people. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, oh God, that hurts. Sorry, I don't have my usual amount of chipperness to me tonight, but yeah, I'll explain why. I guess. Well, before the show starts, you managed to pick up an interview before the show started, didn't you, Adrian?
I did. I was able to get in contact with Wapo Concho.
Wapo Concho.
And he was. He's a character.
He is. Let's
he's apparently got his PhD and let him tell you about it here.
Oh boy, let's hear this.
All right, this is Big A here with Wapo Concho, and we are your match tonight. You have Gideon Morbin.
Yes, I have a Gideon Morbin tonight. I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. It's his first time back tonight, it is.
So have you ever you've seen him before?
Oh yeah, I seen him before he went real super crazy and got locked up.
So he is from a mental institution.
Yeah, that's where he was at that's where he was at.
How do you prepare for an opponent like that, Wapo?
No, I don't really prepare for anybody, really. I just kind of take them as they go.
So I have to ask you, what's up with the doctor's kit?
Oh, well, tonight I'm going to make sure that Gideon Morbid is ready and clear for professional wrestling and to get back into the ring.
Okay, it looks very official there. I'm sure that you.
I've got my stethoscope. I've got my tonsillider and the ear light.
All right, well, Wapo, I want to wish you the best of luck and thank you for your time, sir.
Oh, thank you. I hope you guys get to I hope you guys get to let me come into your studio sometime so I can come and hang out with all you guys.
I would love nothing better for that to happen, man.
That is cool. I don't like that Jason guy though. Can he not be there?
He's got to be talking about you, Heath.
Bigger Jason or the littler Jason?
No, the little shitty Jason, the one that doesn't like the Yorasa.
Oh yeah, he's a douchebag. I agree.
Yeah, you take a Yorasa and that Jason, take them both off of the show, and I will be there for sure.
All right, I'll keep that in mind, sir. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you guys. I'll see you later. Bye.
The little shitty Jason.
Wow.
That was Wapo Concho. Dr. Wapo Concho.
He was what? OBGYN, LOL, MD, PhD.
LMNOP.
WTF.
Yeah, I couldn't keep track of it. I mean, good God.
A little shitty Jason. That's got to be you.
No.
No, because I specifically asked him if he was talking about the bigger Jason or the smaller Jason, and he was saying the little shitty Jason who had a problem with Uriah, and that's not Heath.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, that's all you were able to do was get one goddamn interview before the show started?
Before the show, yeah. I got a few more after the show. I got an interview with the future of WPW, Gage Evans, and I also got an interview with, co-champion Damian Blade.
Oh, okay.
But I guess that's going to take some explaining, and we're not quite there yet.
So Kevin wants to know, who was the Russian dude looking for? And that was Ivan Stroganov. He was the guy that almost killed the three of us because of your big mouth, Kevin.
Yes.
At the event last month. He's the one that me and Adrian stomped on a little bit. So, you know. And I may have had words with him prior to the show, and we were ready to set. You're more than welcome at the next show, Kevin. Yeah. That's what I meant. Anyway, So I guess let's get on to, with the show then. We had one hell of a card. The opening match was not what we were expecting.
Yeah, it actually wound up being more.
Well, it was for the U.S. title. It was the shooter, Curtis Payne, against the Searcher, who I believe the Searcher wrestled with them for a while and
went away. Do we know what he's searching for?
After this match, yes, I can tell you, but let's finish the finish talking about it now. He left and then came back, so they convinced him to come back to WPW. Anyway, holy shit.
Yeah.
This match started off, it was a good back-and-forth match, just jockeying for position into the corners, letting them out, breaking in the corners, clean breaks, handshake breaks, which actually shocked me. Couldn't quite tell who was playing up to the crowd more, if it was Shooter or Searcher, but both of them getting some respect from the crowd. I can tell you that much.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I like this match. For me, it wasn't match of the night, but it was pretty good. Lots of action, especially...
We're getting to that. So, I thought the match was going to be a nice, clean match, the way they started things off. You know, wasn't scientific, but it wasn't dirty. You know what I mean, guys?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, it wasn't dirty yet.
Yeah. Well, the Legion comes out partway through this match. Not really sure why. They have to stick their nose where it's not fucking needed. Scotty Mac, get your shit straight. So they come out. Of course, it throws off both Searcher and Shooter. But anyway, Searcher ends up outside. We saw a suicide dive by the Shooter. Shooter's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he did
a
suicide dive on the Searcher outside. I'm like, oh, that's not too bad. That looked really good. Probably hurt a little bit, too. Anyway, we had some, they decided to fight outside for a while. We had chair shot after chair shot after chair shot after chair shot. They wrestled.
Which brings me to my first real issue of the evening, which is the referee apparently letting anything go.
He was up to like an 8 count, and then he decided to go outside and try to break it up.
He was up to an 8 count, decided to go outside and break it up. They start hitting each other with ladders and chairs, and no call for the bell.
Well, whatever.
I don't know.
So they're fighting all around the gym, and I mean all three sides of us. The only thing they didn't do was fighting back, really. I mean, fans were almost getting hit. The merchandise table almost got taken out. It was total carnage. It really was for this match.
Oh, God, yeah. Carnage is definitely right.
Yeah, and the ladder. Don't forget the ladder.
Oh, yeah. There was a ladder that... Yeah, who was it? Well, I'm guessing the Shooter brought it up. The way he brought it up, I believe Shooter got hit with the ladder.
Yeah, I believe the Searcher did drop the ladder on the Shooter there, yeah.
And, you know, I almost said something before the first match to Scotty Mac. I'm like, hey, should someone move that big-ass ladder out? No. I should have said something. But that's okay.
Do you digress?
I do. Searcher, for the first time seeing him, really impressed me. He did the old-school move, like the Undertaker's old-school move. You know, pretty fucking good, actually.
Yeah.
No complaints.
I'll agree with that.
Here's where things got interesting. As I drop fucking chili cheese dip on my shirt. Things got interesting. They were up on the top rope for a superplex of sorts.
Yeah.
Not really sure that the ring was going to support these guys, but Searcher fell off the ring post, hit his head apparently on the ring post, blood everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It looked like from where we were sitting, it was his elbow. Nope. Found out later, it was his head. His head had been bleeding all night.
It was a bad gash, that's for sure.
Quite a bit of blood. Still finished the match. So mad respect to Searcher for finishing the match.
Yes.
A lesser man, Uriah, probably would have crawled away crying and bitching, hey, my head hurts. So anyway, back on.
I just don't understand. Like, you don't understand why you keep getting punched.
Anyway, Uriah interferes. Of course he does. Kicks Shooter when he's not looking because, hey, he's the cheap shot artist. And you're winner by a disqualification. Shooter. Wonderful match.
Yes.
Still your United States champion.
Yeah. Good match. It was pretty good.
It was definitely a way to get the crowd fired up.
The reason it's not match night for me personally, I hate to say officiating takes away from a match, but that referee, man, I mean, interference in the ring, like somebody touches another person, that's an automatic disqualification. But dropping a ladder on somebody, that's okay.
You know, it is the referee's discretion on what to do. And I guess he decided with these two, let it go. Because it was the opening match. I kind of understand why the whole ref and show decided to let it go. Because opening match, you really don't want it to be a disqualification.
Because the whole ref and show tries to make the whole show about him, and that's part of the problem. I didn't pay money to see a referee.
You're right, and you didn't. He was out there for the match, but it wasn't all about him.
Now that other official, he looked fine in his shirt.
He did look awesome in his shirt. I was a little snug on him, though, but it's okay. I thought he looked damn sexy in that shirt. And anyone else that wears that shirt. Moving on.
Yeah, please.
Anyway, that was probably about a 15-minute match, actually, opening match. It was a wonderful match. Mad respect to both of them. Pardon me.
Yeah, it definitely hurts him whenever he's coughing.
Ow. Sorry about that, guys. All right, the second match was Wapo Chancho against Gideon Morbid. I'm not sure Gideon Morbid knew that Wapo was coming out in the doctor's outfit.
I don't think so either.
I mean, Wapo showed me that he had a degree.
He actually
had it.
It was
written in Crown, but he had a degree.
Was it written on toilet paper?
No, it was like a particle board, I think.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
He did have his doctor's kit with him, too.
He had it was like a broken piece of plywood, and it was written in magic marker.
Gotcha. So a very credible school.
It looked official.
Good. So apparently, before the match starts, as the referee was searching him, Wapo did not want to give up his, what did he call it, his ear light?
Yeah.
He needed to check Gideon, make sure he was okay to wrestle. Gideon took offense to that, jumped on him, Stone Cold style, pretty much just beat the living piss out of him. Not sure exactly. I looked away for a minute, and next thing I know, Wapo's on top of Morbid, giving him CPR, doing chest compressions for the 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Wapo got a big slam in on him, and that was the end of it.
Apparently that was miscalled by the announcer Chuck Maddox last night. It was not his first ever victory, but it was his first ever singles victory.
Ah.
Yes.
Well, that's different. So we got to see a little bit of history last night with Wapo Chancho getting his first singles victory. First time in, I think he said, 12, 13 years, something like that?
Yeah.
So very impressive. Congratulations, yes. Dr. Wapo Chancho.
Apparently sometime back, Wapo was part of the tag team champions.
With who? I didn't hear that.
That's what Wapo was trying to explain to me. Like, I don't know if his partner was a broom or something, but that's
Moppy,
what Wapo claimed. I mean, Wapo
Moppy
might
have
some...
Heath, did Moppy have an alternate life that you didn't know of?
I'm not saying anything to that one.
Oh, the look. The look.
Yeah. If looks could kill, he'd be dead 10 times over.
Moving on. Second match, or third match of the night, sorry.
Did you take a knock to the brain, by the way?
Do what?
Did you take a knock to the brain, by the way?
Oh, God.
Because apparently it's running slow as well.
Man, I'm getting, like legitimate messages from people tonight. Are you okay, man?
Oh, hey, we got a B-Megs.
Oh, we got B-Megs.
Somewheres.
Yeah, I know he was in there for a second.
Yeah, he's around there. Bulk up to him.
All right, next match. We had Victor Cortez against Sniper. Sniper. Talked about him last time. Big sumbitch.
Yeah, he is.
He's pretty fucking big.
He's tall.
Victor Cortez, member of the Legion. Of course,
Vicar's first match is part of the Legion, really.
His first official match, yeah. Of course, everyone was out there for that one. Uriah and Scott. You know, I feel bad.
Why do you feel bad, Jason?
Because I group all of the Legion together. And I really shouldn't. And here's why.
Because profiling is wrong?
Well, it is, but these guys kind of deserve it. Except for one individual of the Legion. And her name is Scarlet Wild. Let me tell you why Scarlet Wild is okay in my book. First off...
She has boobs?
Exactly. And second off, I don't think that she did it willingly. I think Victor Cortez has something on her, so that's why she went and joined her. Went and joined him with the Legion.
She doesn't look like she's being held there against her will, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, there could be some brainwashing going on or something. I don't know. You might have pictures.
You know, I think you're just trying to trump up charges of things you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, for the record, and Heath got a picture of me backstage with her. I just want to say, she is a very nice looking individual, and I just wish that she would not be a part of that scumbag organization. That's all. That's all.
Okay.
Anyway, back to the match.
Your opinion.
Fact.
The views of Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect the views of the Out Show or the PW Pop Network.
Hey, you were staring at her boobs too.
Well, yeah, but I don't want to call anybody scumbags, and they're, you know, clearly not.
That's yet to be seen. Anyway, moving on. Still in the same match. Match starts with Victor Cortez throwing some chops on Sniper. Sniper, not too happy. He picks up Cortez and slams him down with a nice little falling body slam.
Mm-hmm.
Did not look like I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end. Just telling you, doesn't look good for me.
No. Definitely not.
There's lots of things I would do. Lots of things I wouldn't do. I would almost do anything for love, but I won't do that.
Yeah. I don't.
You cringed on that one, too.
I did. Not as hard as I cringed on something later, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm drinking pink lemonade. Anyway, big slam by Chopper. Cortez, big slam by Sniper, not Chopper. Fuck, my brain's not working tonight.
Nope.
I wonder why. Victor Cortez then gets the upper hand, drops multiple leg drops on Sniper. Cortez throws Sniper outside, which, surprise, surprise, Legion starts getting in the way. However, Sniper, not going to be fooled, goes after Uriah. Uriah, Adrian's hero, decides to hide behind a woman. What do you have to say for your hero now?
Sniper still tried to hit her, so that's basically domestic battery, right?
No. He didn't try to hit her.
He
knew Uriah was a little bitch, so he just left him alone. Moving on.
He thought about it.
Yeah. Let's see. Sniper starts getting the upper hand, and then, hey, guess what happens? Uriah gets in.
I had something in my eye. I don't know. I don't recall what happened here.
Uriah interferes with the match. Surprise, surprise. Your winner by disqualification, Sniper. And then after he's already wrestled the match, Uriah, Cortez, I believe Scar.
I believe so, too.
Decides to, let's beat down Sniper.
Yeah, they put a hurt on him. I believe Scar did a big splash on him off the, second rope.
Yeah. That was one of the times where Scotty Mac about shit himself. He's like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Didn't look good. Sniper definitely, he was out of commission for the rest of the night. I don't know that. Did you guys even see him the rest of the night?
No, I did not.
He may have came out of the clusterfuck at the end.
I don't even think I saw him at that point. He probably had to go get those ribs checked out.
Probably. Capone says he thinks that Jizz Jam should be WPW themes. If I can get all the WPW themes, I totally would. And Knight is right. The only way they can win is if they cheat. You are correct, sir.
I don't. Damian Blade didn't win his match without cheating. Hell, he won two matches without cheating.
Really?
Really?
You can't even do that with a straight face. You're over there laughing your ass off. Shut up. You know he cheats.
I definitely am not.
Now, on to match of the night. Maybe not match. Well, I can't think close to match of the night. A couple different reasons. For the WPW Tag Team titles, we have Knight and the Real Deal Alex Steel against Jake Capone and Bronson with Juggernaut in their corner.
To me, this was match of the night. These guys worked their asses off.
The five of these guys were really good. Juggernaut was on the outside doing his stuff. Funny as hell. Capone, friend of the show. What else can I say about Capone that we haven't already said? Class act right there.
He put some chops on Steel, man. Those were a little... Whoop.
Yeah, they... God, he did a couple of Big Show chops that just... And we were real close. Man, I almost felt those things.
Yeah, it definitely resonated within the place.
Yeah.
Logan there said also imagine I can tag team wrestling at its best.
Yeah, Alex Steel, and that's why that was asked in the chat room earlier for Alex Steel is... He was wanting to know why or how Alex's chest was feeling because, man, they were not good. I mean, they hurt, and I was just sitting there.
Hey, Knight said he didn't feel a thing.
Well, just because he wasn't getting the chops. His brother was.
Oh, God.
Anyway, you know what? I also have another question. Did you guys look at their belts, at the tag team belts?
Yes.
I just got a question. Knights look so much prettier than... Alex Steele's. I'm just wondering why that is. You know?
I don't know.
His Knights looked all pristine and pretty and colorful, and Alex Steele's just looked like shit. I don't know.
Never noticed.
Because Knight's clearly the more important brother.
Oh, are you trying... Dude, no. You're not going
to... No. Don't be doing that. No.
Why
getting
can't
people
I do
in between
that?
Each other.
Just because. Actually, a little shut the fuck up, Knight. anyway, back and forth. I mean, it was... fuck. Chops by Capone. Don't ever really want to take those. I can tell you that one right now. Let's see here. Knight would make a nice addition to the hell he would. Knight
He'd
is
make a fantastic addition to the Legion.
Knight is a good friend of the show and Alex Steel both. Why? Because they saved our asses at the test benefit.
What the hell you say? I got like Knight shot to the ribs, man. I'm still banged up. I got gout from that.
That was because Ivan threw him into us.
Yes.
And you know what? I had a chair thrown at me, so I don't want to hear it.
I got gout, Jason. You gave me gout.
You take gout. You got gout because you eat like pig intestine and like the stuff you shouldn't eat.
No. I'm pretty sure it's because I had Knight thrown in.
Oh. So Knight gives you gout.
Yes.
Wow. I can't believe we're going to this direction.
I learned that from Pancake Patterson.
Oh, my God. Did you go to the same medical school that Wapo did? Is that why you know this?
Wapo was my doctor.
Did he diagnose you?
He's the one who told me I had gout after that.
Oh. That would explain it.
Anyway, let's see. Capone throws Alex Steel outside. Juggernaut comes out of nowhere, takes out Alex Steel. We knew the third guy would be an advantage. Didn't realize it was going to be that big of an advantage at first. Well, obviously, the Wreck's distracted.
Hey, Jason, I think we got something in the chat. Knight said that the only way he will join the Legion is if he gets to leave with Scarlett.
Ooh.
No, apparently not going to happen.
I can't blame him either. I mean... Those eyes, man. Those are hypnotic eyes, I tell you. And I really mean her eyes. I'm not using the word eyes to be a metaphor for boobs. I'm really talking her eyes. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got some hot tags going. We had some belly-to-bellies. We had, Knight and Alex Steel were on the same page. They've got chemistry. They've been tagging for a while. Capone and Bronson were kind of thrown together.
Logan wants to know what color her eyes are.
Blue. Scarlet on a pole match.
Wait, that doesn't sound right.
It hurts for him to laugh.
Would that, Would that be the equivalent of a Judy Bagwell in a pole match?
Oh, God.
Oh, son of a bitch. Stop, guys.
Knight says, who's pole?
Oh, it hurts to laugh.
Wow.
I fucking hate you guys.
Our bomb after dark. Welcome.
Logan volunteers his tribute.
Oh, God.
He's laughing and in pain at the same time.
Oh, my God.
That's wonderful.
Oh. You know what? I will say this. I really felt Capone was held back by that Bronson guy.
If the Hellhounds would have been together, we may have had new tag champs. I'm not rooting for one side or the other. I just know that the Hellhounds have been around for a while. So I expected these two to, we got some problem. That's all I'm saying, is if the Hellhounds defend against Knight and Steel, it's going to be a better match. And it's very possible we're going to have new tag champs.
Very well possible could be, man. Very well possible could be.
So anyway, we actually had a plancha in the middle of the match by Bronson, who was wearing Batman tights to celebrate Batman Day.
Yes, he was.
And what was going through my head as he was making the run for it, I'm thinking, na 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 Batman.
Yep.
So I was, you know. Anyway, we had a Lobo by Capone in there, but ultimately your winner of your pinfall, Knight and Alex Steel. Bronson took the pin just for the.
Well, he also took it because Mr. Capone and Juggernaut had enough of his crap and they left him.
You know, he didn't know how lucky he was. I agree. Good match. They'll still be the tag champs. Oh, look who's in the chat room.
Scarlet Wild has joined the chat.
Now, what did we decide for.
Clit Flick.
Is it Clit Flick?
Oh, God.
Or is it Boob Cup?
Adrian,
yeah, whatever you're more comfortable with. He's just
whatever you're more comfortable giving to a woman.
Well, I mean, for a woman, it's like you don't want to piss her off. So I would have to go with the Boob Cup on this.
Okay. She just missed the wonderful things we said about her, too. Or that I said about her. Butt Cup. No, there's another show on the network that does a butt slap. So we don't.
Yeah, we can't exactly go with anything having to do with the butt right now.
Yeah, that's gimmick infringement. We're good.
Otherwise, yeah, that would probably be a good one, good acceptable one as well.
So after this was our wonderful intermission, where for $2 you can, anyway, I won't plug that right now. Wonderful intermission. They're getting ready to do photo ops with the wrestlers. Took about, 15-minute intermission. I'm like, good, I'm going to get up, go get something to drink. You know,
weasel of a kid squeezed $2 out of me.
You gave it to him. I told him just wait till the end of the show and Heath would take the picture anyway. Just saying. Anyway, so we... I come out and there's your eye in the ring, grabs the microphone from a ring announcer, former CEO Chuck. How do you lose your job as CEO to just become a ring announcer?
You know, I really feel like Chuck got the short, because I don't think we had as many of these shenanigan problems whenever Chuck Maddox was CEO.
I don't hear about these, didn't hear about many of these issues. So, anyway, after we talk this, I'm going to lay into a couple guys. But out comes... Ooh, in the chat room. It looks like we may have the gauntlet thrown down by Steel and Knight to the Hellhounds.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's...
Let's hope that happens. I want to see
that
match.
We can get that booked.
Hopefully we can get that booked. Damn it, Scotty Mac. Do your damn job. Moving on. Intermissions. How comes Uriah? And I'm like, oh boy, whatever. What's this putz going to say? Oh, stick around for the second half of the show. We're going to do whatever the fuck we want because we're the Legion and this is what we do. No. Someone decides to call me out. He's like, hey, why don't you come into the ring? I want to bury the hatchet. Of course, I'm like, no. Someone, who else was in the ring? CEO Scotty Mack is like, hey, it's okay. It's a sanctioned event. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. Okay, fine.
This was the best part of the night for me.
So I get in the ring, foolishly, thinking that Uriah wants to really bury the hatchet. I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. You can apologize to me, and I'll accept your apology. That's fine. So he goes to shake my hand. And mind you, before I even get in the ring, I have to double check what's got. I'm like, you better make sure this is legit and nothing happens. Oh, you got my, I got your back. Okay. Go to shake his hand. Yeah, sucker punch number 2 happens. Well, first one of the night. Let me rephrase that. I get laid out again. Someone thought he was going to be big and bad and take out a journalist again. I love how Scotty Mac's being quiet here. During the
he's got apparently nothing to say at this point.
He doesn't. So anyway, yes, Richard, there will be picks.
Yes. Just give him time, damn it.
I'm laying down, and Uriah continues to stomp on me again.
Tonight's Hour Bomb Forecast calls for a 75% chance of butthurt. Because that's what we hear from Jason all the time.
Whatever. So Uriah's stomping the shit out of me, and I'm like, okay. He's doing it again. That's fine. I'm like, all right, I'm good. Start rolling out of the ring. The motherfucker comes over, gets one more good shot on me. One more right to the ribs. That one knocked the wind out of me. That one hurt the most. That's why I'm... The other ones hurt. Don't get me wrong. It all hurt. The last one's the one that really hurt. That's why I'm not moving so well. That's why I'm hurting so bad. That's why I'm not at 100% tonight. Everything I do hurts right now.
Uriah says you fell for it and you shouldn't run your mouth if you're so much.
Well, payback's a bitch, you motherfucker. Yours is coming. It'll be soon enough. I may have been talking to a few people last night. And you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it official tonight. I'm going to throw out a bounty. I'm officially putting a bounty out on Uriah's head. Any WPW guy that can take out Uriah for me, we'll talk business. Because I've got a proposition for you. But if you want to know what's going on, you let me know. Because I'm not going to let him know what's going on. Message me. We'll figure something out. All right? You heard about the gate?
Mr. Capone wants to know how much, Jason.
We'll talk. Because I'm pretty sure he could. Oh, you haven't heard me, baby. We're going to talk about that, too. Anyway, so yes, once again, I get the shit kicked out of me by a wrestler since I'm just a journalist. Because he can be big and bad and pick on a reporter. That's nice. Glad that can make you feel more like a man. Really do. An invited guest. We are not even WPW employees. We are invited guests. I'm under no contract from WPW. None whatsoever. So I'm thinking...
I gotta say, Jason, and this is just me, you know, not... You did get in the ring, and while you were invited by this so-called CEO, Scotty Mac Adamley, you got in the ring and then got hit by another talent. I mean...
So you're saying that if a fan got in the ring, that was invited into the ring during intermission, and the wrestler decided to hit said fan, it would be okay because they knew the risk getting in the ring?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you would have gotten in the ring with Frost and Frost decided to just lay you out, that's okay because you paid it.
You know what happened, Jason?
What?
I wouldn't have gotten the ring.
For a picture? For a photo op? I thought maybe it was a photo op. I thought maybe he wanted to get his picture taken with someone that has real talent like me. I mean, I would try.
I don't know what's funnier.
I would try.
You would think that you'd want to get your picture taken with you, or you think that you have real talent.
I do have real talent. I would love to have a battle of wits with him, but obviously he's unarmed. So, I mean, he has to be physical with it. I'll stick with things on my end of it, because that's what I do. I'm not 100% convinced that Scotty Mac wasn't in on this. I'm not even convinced that you weren't in on it, Adrian.
Well,
so all I know is...
That's the secret out of the bag. I told him, yeah, you should probably just punch him again. Maybe he'll learn his lesson this time.
Well, I've got my... I made a couple phone calls to a couple of lawyers, so we're going to see what happens. He's got his day with the boardroom tomorrow. My lawyer will be there to step up. Because, again, I am not a WPW talent.
I'm with Montana, man. The chance of butthurt just went to 80%.
I'm not a wrestler. I'm not a WPW talent.
And you're definitely butthurt. Got it.
At the test benefit, I understand. That was a non-sanctioned. Nothing could happen from it. Hey, and I got the last laugh. Tonight, or last night, there's no excuse for that. Absolutely none. And it hurts really bad right now to talk. But that's what you get. You're going to get your day. You're going to get your ass fined. You're going to have to take out a loan to cover all those fines. And guess what? There's going to probably be legal action from you as well. So why don't you put that in your juice box and suck it, you bitch. Moving on.
Welcome, Melina S. to the chat.
Probably stumbled across us by accident.
Yeah, who cares?
Boob cup.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say boob cup because we know that is a female. At least we hope.
Anyway. And for those of you that are in the chat room, we promise that we're going to talk about some little bit of stuff that happened on Raw tonight, too. But this was a big fucking card last night, so that's why we're spending a lot of time on this.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you're ever close to them when they're in town, come visit them. I mean, it was a good time, but, you know, I got the best lawyer money goodbye. See you in court, if not sooner.
Uh-huh. Uriah has dug up Johnny Cochran.
Uh-huh. You bring it on. Again, I'm not even 100% sure it wasn't a setup by everyone. You might have even been in on it, Heath.
No, I was not.
All right, I trust you. I think Adrian.
I am a neutral party in
Adrian,
all of this.
Adrian wants my spot on the show, I think. And that's why he put a hit out on me. But that's okay. I don't know why you're all about Uriah. Ooh, Uriah. Let me lick your butthole. I don't know why you're all like that. But whatever, Adrian. It's okay. You're going to get yours, too. I haven't ruled.
I'm not getting anything, man.
I haven't ruled out legal action against you, either. I'm just saying.
Jason, good luck suing or bleeding a turnip, man. Because I ain't got nothing.
Well, all I know is we've got Scotty Max in on it, Uriah's in on it, so it's okay.
I think we can just go ahead and make that butthurt forecast 100%.
Eat shit. Moving on. So my notes got a little bit less as the night after intermission because I went back and to get some medical attention and
check on the level of butthurt you had.
Was not expecting Wapo to try to give me mouth to mouth.
No, he tried to do open heart surgery on you, I think.
Oh, he didn't try to do that, but he was trying to do mouth to mouth. And I was conscious, mind you, and I was talking. But he's like, "Oh, do you need the mouth to mouth?" And then started like trying to, and I'm like, No, I'm good. Apparently his chest what are they called? Chest compressions?
Yes.
He was grabbing my butt cheeks too. I don't know, it was really weird. he showed me the same degree you were talking about, Adrian.
Interesting degree, apparently.
It was. It looked legit. It had a little gold emblem and everything. So I'm like, oh, it's got to be right. He wasn't in on anything. Think about it. Does that make good finance? Well, you know what? Maybe you should keep your talent under control. What's a CEO do? Huh? What's Triple H? Triple H keeps shit under control, and he's only the COO. Maybe you should get yourself a COO that can fucking handle shit. Huh? Vince McMahon's a CEO. What's he do? Oh, he doesn't do anything. That's right. Because he's not involved anymore. He's behind the scenes. Maybe you should go behind the scenes, Scotty Mac. Maybe you shouldn't be out there. If you can't get your fucking job done, maybe you should hire a COO that can do it. How about that? Let me throw my resume out there for you, huh? Because I'm pretty sure I could fucking keep control and order in a place like that. Unlike you, because obviously, I'm just going to sit here and hold a belt and look pretty. And you failed at looking pretty.
Wow.
Moving on.
Richard now, apparently, you're on Team Richard now, Halbert, apparently, or Richard's on Team Halbert.
Richard's on Team Halbert, and that's okay. Thank you, Richard. I'm still slaughtering you in our football league, just so you know. Oh, goddamn, that hurts. So the start of the second half of the show was your boy, Gage Evans, against Ivan Stroganoff.
Dude, Gage Evans is... I do believe the future of WPW. I believe he will be holding Colt by the end of the year.
Gage Evans with his manager, the Chipster.
Yeah, Chipster knows talent where he sees it, and has got Gage secured.
Chipster's other talent, Bioshock, was still recovering from an injury, so Chipster was only pulling the one match tonight. So it was not a bad match, though. Not the man I wanted to see, you know. It was a good back-and-forth match. Again, my notes got really limited here because it hurt to do anything. Adrian, if you want to take over for just a second here, I need to just try to move around for a minute.
Okay. This match, I enjoyed it. Heath, do you have any particular thoughts about this match in particular?
Well, I mean, it definitely was a good back-and-forth match between it all, and I mean, granted, unfortunately, you know, Ivan got a little bit more hurt than Gage did on this one, I know.
Well, in the let's not forget, who came out in the middle? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the Legion again coming out, sticking their nose where it doesn't belong.
That is true.
Which, let me see.
They did come out.
Didn't they?
Hey, you know what? Victor and Ivan have unfinished business, man.
Uh-huh.
But there's no reason for him for them to get involved in someone else's match.
Hey, you know what? I don't recall them actually getting involved in the match. It's because they're scouting talent. Doesn't mean...
Oh, scouting talent, my ass. Actually, you're right.
Doesn't mean that there's any direct involvement.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I'm trying to pull something up here as we talk. Your winner by disqualification, Ivan Stroganoff.
Actually, no. I don't believe that's correct, Jason.
I do think. They attacked Ivan.
Right. The referee did not call the bell for that. Gage Evans got the pin after a frog splash.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Again, my notes were thrown off. Yeah, Gage. Who interfered? Oh.
There was no interference. There was nothing called.
No, there was interference.
I think you're just remembering things. I think he took too many blows to the head again.
Oh, no. I remember what it was. Fucking Victor hit Ivan with the goddamn kendo stick.
Well, I mean, the last time Ivan saw Victor, he threw him like headfirst into some chairs, man. I don't blame him. He had to get a little bit of payback, you know? Something that happens sometimes.
That was only payback for Ivan getting hit in the head with a kendo stick earlier in the night. So now it's up. Now Ivan's up. The ball's in his court. So anyway, your winner, Gage Evans. Oh, Adrian, what happened after this match?
After the match, Victor Cortez extended an offer to Gage Evans to join the Legion. And Gage refused, which I'm not sure was the smartest decision, but Gage Evans is his own man.
Don't we have an interview?
And we actually do have an interview, and I asked Gage about that specifically, and he will tell you.
All right, let's go to that. Hold on here.
All right, this is Big A Intermasters. I'm here with Gage Evans. Big win tonight, but you beat Ivan Stroganoff, former World Tag Team Champion. But you spurned the Legion's offer to join. Any particular reason why?
Well, you know, right now all I could say is Gage, just one-man wrecking machine, and we're going to leave it at that.
I can't argue with that too much. I mean, you do look like you should be the future world champion, being the chosen one and all.
I agree to that.
Any plans to go after whoever the world champion is determined to be after the co-champions announced?
I've said it since day one, since I've walked myself into this company. One day, I will hold gold. I can't release what I'm going to actually do, but by the end of the year, Gage Evans will be strapped, gold in hand.
Fantastic here. Well, Gage, I want to thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
So, he thinks by the end of the year he's going to have gold, huh?
You know what? He's won every match at every show I've been to that he's been on, so I find that hard to argue with.
So, right now he decides to not join the Legion. We'll see if that bites him in the ass next time. I have a feeling that... they don't like the word no very much. So
I concur with that. It looks like I feel like lines are being drawn at this show here, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
And
Whoa. Go ahead and finish your thought.
And my only thought to add to that is that I don't think Gage Evans is going to get to continue to be a neutral party for very much longer.
I think you're correct. No, Scotty Mac. Listen, Richard is right. No, a wrestler cannot hit a fan even when he's invited into the ring. I'm not. This guy's like, he wasn't a fan. He's a commentator who has a physical pass with Gray. You know what? I am a commentator. However, I'm not under contract with WPW. So, by all intents and purposes, I'm a fan. You put a WPW contract down in front of me to be a commentator, then that's a different story. Until contract is in hand, I am exactly that. I am a fan. It doesn't matter what I say about Uriah. It doesn't matter what I say about anyone on that roster. They put their hands on me, that's a no-no. I am still a fan. I am not a WPW talent.
The only person that was acting in any kind of official capacity, I believe, last night was myself.
Oh, yeah, the timekeeper.
Yes.
You did have a one-eye contract with them. So did I, but that was a one-eye contract.
Yes.
All right, moving on. Next night. Christian Hayes making his return to WPW against the Butcher, Damian Blade.
Wow, talk about a match on this one.
First off, this was, I believe, I'm double-checking here, this was the longest match of the night. This match went almost 20 damn minutes.
Yes. Yeah, this was a solid match with a lot of back and forth.
Damian Blade, obviously accompanied by the Legion. Let's count how many matches they've been out there for. Why don't we do that, huh? Oh, all of them, that's right, because someone has no control. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead. You were talking, Adrian? Adrian? Did I lose him?
I hope not. You there, Adrian?
Hello? Oh, apparently I dropped his call here.
Oh, wow. Give us a second as we get Adrian back.
Yeah, hold on, guys. Working on this. Got it. Don't you love live shows?
Yeah, I know. It's always the bad thing about Skype sometimes.
Can everyone out there hear us still? Are we still on?
I mean, it looks like it.
It looks like we're still on. So I'm just trying. There he is. Hi, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I got a Skype crashed on me.
That's fine. Anyway, he's back, guys. Don't worry. What were we saying now? He was accompanied by Legion, who's been out there for every match. Go ahead and take this one for a little bit, Adrian.
This match, solid back and forth action. I would like to say this match is where I think Damian Blade established his dominance and really dominated the majority of the match. Really worked over the arm. And eventually got the win over Christian Hayes, who put up a valiant effort, but...
Christian Hayes, the underdog, about a quarter of the size of Damian Blade, took not one, but two shots to the head by the Money in the Bank briefcase to finally take him down. Blade allegedly. Couldn't get him with one. Oh, no, there was no allegedly. One, and then he took another one, finally the second one by Victor Cortez, laid him down.
Allegedly.
There's no allegedly to it.
I mean, the referee, I believe, counted the three count, and Damian Blade won the match. Am I not wrong in that, Jason?
You did, but the referee, again, was distracted by Scarlet Wild, and it was the referee that he's full of nothing but shenanigans. Have no clue where this guy came from.
You know what? This referee was the better of the two referees there that night.
No, he looked sexy in that shirt, but that was about it. That's about where his talent ended.
I trust him more than I trust Sam Elliott, and I mean the whole ref and show. Sorry.
Anyway.
New person in the chat, doggy style ball cup question mark.
Anyway, Blade, my favorite part of this match was when Blade went for a move off the jump, big splash off the top rope and missed and totally just smoked it on the ring. I love that part. That's all. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they beat down Christian Hayes after the match again too? A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
The doggy style is the referee, Jason.
I didn't realize that. Kind of hurts the laugh. Anyway.
And he is definitely the better referee.
I don't know about that. So on
I do.
To your main event of the evening, the handicap match that pitted Uriah and Scar against Xavier Frost for the WPW title.
God, what
one
a
thing
match.
I got to say about this match for sure, like before we get too far into this,
the handicap match, yeah,
is that my God, when Scar hits people, it sounds like thunder.
He does. It from we were on the other side of the arena, and he was throwing some double axe handles on Frost,
and there was a loud audible thud.
Oh, my God. And we were probably, 30, 40 feet away and still heard every bit of that thud in the handicap match.
Yeah.
I mean, good God, with me taking pictures and being able to go to the other side of the ring and see that stuff, I was like, good God, that hurt.
Yeah, Jason Heath, the official photographer for WPW. Like, I'm the only one that wasn't under contract last night. I'm the only one that got beat up out of all of us.
No, I am neutral in this. I was there as a guest.
You were a contractor as well.
You were the contractor photographer last night. You were one night only. You signed that one night contract.
I'm the official photographer of Our Bomb. Unofficial as far as WPW.
Anyway, you're right. Oh, triple threat. Really could have pulled me. It looked like a handicap match if I ever saw one. Anyway, this match was pretty brutal, and by what I mean by pretty brutal is. It was a handicap match, and it was a lot of 2-on-1 against Frost.
It was
Frost.
A triple threat match.
Uh-huh. Sure. You want to show me where it was a triple threat match and not a handicap match?
Sure, let me show you the official card where it says triple threat match.
Let me show you the match where it was a complete and total double team the entire time.
Just because they don't attack each other doesn't mean they can't attack each other.
Uh-huh. In all fairness, your eye did kick his friend right in the mouth. Yeah, only because Frost moved. It was a one-sided triple threat. You're right, Knight. I'll give you that one. That's exactly what it is.
I don't understand why you're complaining about it. Your boy John Cena still... Xavier Frost.
First off, I forgot. Knight, if you could message me on Facebook, I need the... it wasn't his theme song last night, but there was a song that was played before the show twice, and it was something that Wapo had used as a theme song before. It was like a techno poppy type of thing. We need that.
Your theme song too.
Yes. Anyway, so it finally comes down to it where Frost has a second where he can actually get something done because they're not beating the shit out of him. 1-2-3, your winner, and still WPW champion, Xavier Frost.
Yeah, I mean, talk about pulling the win out on that one. Good God.
He barely pulled out the win. Oh, and then what happens afterwards? Oh, here comes Damian Blade from the back. Oh, guess what he has? He has his briefcase. Oh, guess what he wants to do?
Oh, I'm sorry. Uriah is correcting you because you need to be corrected, Jason. Apparently, it was Paradox's music.
I don't know who Paradox is.
He was the other guy that wrestled in that match with Wapo against Sniper at Collinsville.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. We need to know Paradox's music then. I thought Wapo used that at the test benefit.
He might have. I actually don't know that. Remember that. I don't know either.
Anyway, out comes Damian Blade with his briefcase. Wants to cash it in. Oh, but hold on here, because here comes the Legion whooping the shit out of Frost before Blade can cash in.
Hey, you know what? All's fair in Money in the Bank.
Well, then guess what? Who comes out? Oh, who comes out next? Oh, yeah, the rest of the WPW locker room to finally clear house.
I don't know what these bunch of do-nothings were doing out there to begin with. They had no business being out there.
Uh-huh. So finally, they clear the ring, and it's finally they finally start the match. Frost is beat, but he's like, ring the damn bell, to which Adrian, ring the damn bell, started the match. It was not a long match, I'll tell you that much, because where I sat, Frost put Blade in a submission hold. Blade starts tapping out.
I didn't see that. The referee that was refereeing the match didn't see
that. Oh, yeah, at some point in time, doggy style, and I don't know his real name. I really don't. I apologize. I think it's John something? I don't know. Anyway, he got taken out in the match because, well, that's what Legion does when they're not getting their way. So out comes the whole ref and show, stand-up ref right there, comes out to take over the match because obviously John's incapacitated and needs to do the job because it's a title match. So there he goes, and he calls for the bell because he sees Blade tapping.
At this point, John was up, though, and was counting the three count.
But it doesn't matter.
Because shoulders were down.
Well, Blade tapped first.
I didn't see that. I couldn't see that.
It was very clear that Blade tapped.
Well, from my angle, I didn't see that happen.
I saw the
correct referee, John, count the three count and point at me to tell me to ring the bell, so I rang the bell.
The whole reference show clearly saw the tap and told you to ring the bell.
I don't trust that guy's eyesight for nothing because he couldn't count to three.
It was a clear tap. Oh, and that's right. Curtis Payne did hit Uriah with a chair. Twice. That was funny. In the whole.
Apparently Alex Hill's taken exception for me calling them a bunch of do-nothings.
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure that Alex Steel could kick your ass.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he could, too.
Okay, just making sure.
But you know what's not going to happen, Jason?
What?
I'm not going to get in the ring where he has the opportunity to do so.
You know what? I'm living proof you don't have to be in the ring for something like that to happen. I'll talk about that here in a minute, too. So anyway, your winner and still WPW World Heavyweight Champion, Xavier Frost.
No. Your winner and new World Heavyweight Champion, Damian Blade.
Xavier Frost. Retains.
Actually, Jason, according to CEO Scotty Mack, apparently, we're both right. They're co-champions.
How the fuck are you a co- Why don't you just not call a match a draw? And, you know, there you go. See, Alex, hey, you don't need a ring. Keep running your mouth, Adrian. I don't understand what you got against him because
I don't have anything against him. I just don't see what he had any kind of business that they had out there at the end of the show.
Anyway,
they weren't involved in the match.
Neither was the rest of the Legion.
They're there for moral support for their leader.
Why can't the leader of the WPW locker room have support from the rest of the guys in the back?
You know what? I'm not worried about him. I've got our good friend of the show that has my back, Mr. Jake Capone, and I'm sure he can convince the Juggernaut to have my back, too. So with the Hellhounds watching my back, who cares?
Wow. Oh, Big A's the only one with a brain. Spoken from the true guy that really has no brain. Here's my thing. I don't understand why Scotty Mac didn't just call for the match to be restarted, called a draw, and the fact that if it's a draw, the champ retains. Held the belt up. No, instead he makes him co-champ. What's he going to do, cut the fucking belt in half?
Well, he actually addresses that a little bit in the interview I have with him, but not very well. If you want to play that now, Jason, you can go ahead and play it.
All right, I'll do your interview with him first.
All right, Big A here, host of the Hour Bomb, and I am with co-World Heavyweight Champion Damian Blade.
That's not the right interview.
Big night for the Legion.
Oh, you're right.
All right, Big A, Adrian Masters here, and I have WPW CEO Scotty Mack here with me. Controversial decision at the end of the show, but that seems to be a running theme lately.
It does.
Can you speak as to what having co-World Heavyweight Champions means for WPW?
Adrian, your guess is as good as mine right now. It was just a decision, spur of the moment. I had to make it. Talk to the board. We'll figure it out, and hopefully we'll have an answer within the next couple weeks, definitely before the next show in Jerseyville.
Can you speak to any of the feedback? Unfortunately, my co-host Jason Howard laid out a couple times by Uriah tonight. Anything that you could say about that and what the board may do to him?
Well, since this was a sanctioned event, he's got to come to my office for that nice little slap he did on top of what he did to Jason. So he better bring his checkbook because he's going to be out some money.
All right, and can you tell me anything about the next event? I know Campsville, November 6th. Jerseyville, November 6th. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It's a Friday night. Hopefully everybody can make it out. It is Jerseyville. It's a Friday night, November 6th. I believe bell time is normal time, 7:30. We're just looking forward to having a good crowd and performing in front of all these Jerseyville fans. And hopefully we can get some carryover like we did. A couple people coming out tonight said they're going to make it to Jerseyville, so hopefully we can get word of mouth going and get a good turnout.
All right, well, I'll be there myself, so I do want to thank you for your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right, so that was your interview with him.
Well, and it didn't really give me any kind of straight answer.
Well, I didn't know that you actually did your job afterwards and interviewed him, so I went ahead and interviewed him, too, because I know you were too busy with the Legion. So.
Well, I got to tell you, man, interviewing Damian Blade, first time really talking to that cat, and he's a little creepy.
Well, I noticed you had your Legion credentials on to get in their locker room. So,
yeah, I had to give the secret handshake.
What was that? Trying to suck your eyes, Dick? Here's my interview with Scotty Mack.
All right, Jason from the Hour Bomb here with WPW CEO Scotty Mack. Scotty, good to talk to you again.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
So, first off, do you have any control over anything that goes on here? I mean, it was nothing but chaos. The Legion was out here multiple times, causing hell. I was attacked again by your eye twice in one night, yeah. So that's up to three now. What do you plan on doing about him and the rest of the Legion, for that matter?
Well, the Legion being out there is at the referee's discretion. He can send them to the back. He can keep them out there. Like I said before, I don't override the ref's decisions on anything, whether he keeps them there or sends them back. As far as your situation, I don't have a point of reference. I got smacked pretty hard, too. So he'll be visiting the board office, and he better bring his checkbook because he's going to be losing a hefty sum of money.
Is suspension ruled out?
That's up to me. That's up to the board. You know, I'll give my recommendations, but their decision is final, whatever they want to do.
So the referees tonight were very lenient on everything. So, I mean, is there anything that you can do about this? I mean, send them back to school, get some training, suspend the referees?
No,
I mean, there was foreign objects, there was blatant interference, and, I mean, the referees, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could get a monkey on the side of the road that's going to ref better than some of these guys.
Yeah, and you might be right, but that falls on my shoulders. So we'll address all that Monday morning. You know, I'll go over there. We'll review the matches. We'll go over everything, give them my points, you know, get their feedback, and, you know, we'll tighten up the ship. That's what we have to do.
So I'm going to ask you to comment on the world title situation. So tonight we had both Damian Blade tap out right simultaneously with Xavier Frost getting pinned. What do you plan on doing? You declared both of them a champion? How is that going to work?
I don't know how that's going to work. It was just a decision I had to make at the time. You know, again, everything, there's going to be a lot. I'm going to be a very busy man come Monday morning. So it's we'll go through some stuff. We'll talk about it. Hopefully we'll have a decision come Jerseyville and we can take care of that then.
Speaking of Jerseyville, at the end of the night, Xavier Frost declared war. Basically, WPW against the Legion, I guess, in retaliation of tonight. How do you think that's going to go? I mean, you as CEO, I mean, I'm sure you're a little concerned about this.
Well, I'm concerned about everybody's safety, obviously. But, you know, if he wants to declare war, you know, I just might have to give it to him to rectify the situation. So, again, I hate sounding like an empty broken record, but you know, we'll talk to the board, we'll get all this squared away, everybody will have input, and we'll come up with the decision of, you know, if he wants to declare war in Jerseyville, like I said, it just might have to happen. So
between you and me, are you pulling for Team WPW?
I can't get involved in that. I have to be impartial. You know, I have my opinions. I'd rather just keep them to myself at this point.
All right, Scotty, appreciate the time.
Thanks.
All right, so we got a little bit more from him because I think he respects me more. And we both have a point of reference. He got smacked by Uriah. I got smacked by Uriah. I knocked out and bruised ribs by him. And as he was leaving the arena after Blade was throwing his hissy fit, because, oh, I'm not the champion, but I'm a champion, he decided to punch me as he was walking out.
I gotta admit that one maybe was a little too far.
Yeah, he was. I made sure I had protection. You know, Scotty Mac. Now I'll give Scotty Mac this much: he was out there every time Uriah came out. He made sure that Uriah wasn't anywhere near me, except that time. The one time he had the opportunity, he decks me, and it wasn't just me. He caught my buddy Logan too, who's in the chat room. He caught both of us. So, I believe. Logan, my lawyers will be in touch with you, just so you know. We'll see what we can get done about that one, too, because that was uncalled for. Yeah. You want to do your interview with Blade?
Yeah, man. I got to admit, dude, that guy creeps me out a bit. I don't want to interview him anymore.
Scotty, you were right there. You saw him hit me, and I was sitting on the other side of my friend Logan, and when he went after me, he hit Logan as well. And I believe afterwards, you screamed really loud at Uriah.
At that point, you screamed at Uriah to get back out there again.
And that's when he laid you out, too. So
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know about this. Don't act like you didn't know about it. So, what's your interview with Blade?
Oh, you can go ahead and play it, man. But, yeah.
And I am with co-World Heavyweight Champion Damian Blade. Big night for the Legion. You take out pretty much everybody, and you leave as part of the World Heavyweight Champion.
Big A. Co-World Heavyweight Champion? I do believe I am the World Powerhouse Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. Xavier Frost can stake a claim to that belt all he wants, but I'm going home tonight holding that belt.
I mean, you're not going to get any argument out of me because I saw the referee that started the match as a referee count the three count. To me, it's a done deal. You should be champ.
Oh, it's a done deal. But Xavier Frost wants to keep that championship because that's all he has in life. But guess what? I have my Legion, and I have Scar, my executioner. I have Uriah, he's the Dark Angel. I have Victor Cortez, and I have Scarlet. And guess what? Xavier Frost can stake claim to that heavyweight championship all he wants. But in the end, I am Legion, and we are many. Do you understand that?
I absolutely do, sir. And it is a pleasure to have me getting to spoke with you. Thank you very much for your time, champion.
No, no, no. The pleasure's all mine. What did you say your name was again?
My name is the Big A.
The Big A. The Big A. Where'd you get that name?
I got it in high school when I was bigger and more A-ish.
More A-ish? Oh, no. You're very A-ish with this interview. And I can tell you now that you better run because my legion's just inside that door and they're coming to get you.
Oh, I heard the door open. And that's,
wow.
Was there more to this interview that didn't get aired? Did they teach you a thing or two?
No, I cut it off and tucked tail and ran. Yeah.
I was wondering why you were out of breath. Now I get it. It's kind of creepy. Not even going to lie.
He is a very unnerving dude.
I sat down with him at the last event in Collinsville, and oh boy, let me tell you, that was... I sat down with him and Frost at the same time. You could cut the tension with a knife on that one. That was fucking crazy. So,
I mean, I still feel that the man should be your rightful world heavyweight champion.
I don't think so. I actually, and I got one more interview I want to play, and then we'll wrap it up with the WPW stuff that we've been talking about for like an hour now. I caught up with tag team champions Steel and Knight, so let's do that one real quick.
Jason from the Hour Bomb here with Alex Steel and Knight, who proved victorious against the Jake Capone and Bronson.
That's not even a team.
That was a joke. That was a joke. I do give it to them, though. They
brought it. They brought it, but I mean, they couldn't coexist. You know, it's, you got to have what's it called?
Teamwork.
Teamwork.
Teamwork's a given.
Chemistry.
Chemistry, symmetry, all the trees, whatever you want to call it.
I like trees. I smoke trees.
Don't be saying, we're being recorded, man. Okay. Don't be saying that.
It's okay. We're uncensored. We're good. But anyway.
I listen to the Powerbomb.
Well, Powerbomb. Too,
I'm tired.
Well, it was one hell of a match, guys. No surprise you pulled it off. But it's not the first time, probably won't be the last time you'll have any type of run-ins with Jake Capone and possibly Juggernaut. I know the Hellhounds like to team up and try to go from Fed to Fed to try to steal their tag titles. Any thoughts on that?
Now, you see, that is true. You know, those two are a legit team. And but,
I don't mean to cut you off, go ahead. As you said, the key word is try. Yes. They can try all they want. They can even think about it and dream about it. But you know what? When they wake up, they better come and apologize because it ain't going to never happen.
Knight and Steel, we are the tag team champions. And we climb that mountain, and guess what? We're going to sit our happy asses down, and we're not coming off that mountain until we say so.
We got some beers up there. You're welcome to join us.
Man, you can come up and join. You can come up and try to take our titles. We'll be more than happy to give you the challenge. And then afterwards, you can buy us a beer.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I was kind of torn during that match. Jake Capone been on a show, fan of the show, friend of the show. It's kind of hard to watch just because I have a great amount of respect for you guys, especially after the saving our backs at the test benefit last month.
No problem.
You saving my butt again tonight after more cheap shots by Uriah. But, you know, I just want to say, you know, you guys are one hell of a tag team. It definitely shows that, you know, you guys have it. And I really hope you guys can hold on to those tag belts for quite a while.
Like I said, you know, we're not losing these things until we decide that it's time for us to step aside.
But I don't see that happening no time soon.
No, not at all. And, you know, I respect every man that gets in that ring and does what they do. Doesn't mean I like them, but I respect them for just getting in there and doing what they need to do.
Yeah, because half that shit hurt.
So if we see Capone and Juggernaut in the future, or we see Capone and who Bronson, or yeah. if we see what's his name, anybody gets in the ring, look, you better come to play, because the fam, we ain't going nowhere, and that's
pretty
all I
much.
Gotta say about it.
All right, guys, once again, appreciate the time. Alex Steel, Knight.
Always.
Until next month, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. So they're not scared of the Hellhounds match, and that match needs to happen. I'm sorry, it does. It'll be interesting. Adrian?
Yeah?
Okay, so making sure you're there. I was waiting for you to chime in.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to see it happen. Scotty Mac says there's more important things that need to be addressed first. So hopefully we can see that match in the near future, though.
I hope so. I'll petition for it right now. We need that match. Yeah, I got it was an excellent night other than the fact that I'm still paying for it today.
Can I give my thoughts?
Yeah, go for it, Adrian. Or Heath, sorry.
See, the brain must have got knocked loose.
You sit where Adrian does.
I know, that is true. When Adrian's not here in the studio, I sit where he sits usually.
All right, keep going.
All right, anyway, I put it out there, you know, as a neutral party, I have to give my thoughts. Because with me being the photographer of the night, taking the pictures of the matches, when it came down to Blade and Frost, as far as their match, I actually had the best perspective out of anybody. I mean, even better than the guy that was, you know, doing the video of the whole, you know, evening.
That's Roscoe.
That was Roscoe? Okay. I got to tell you, I was standing there, I mean, not even like 2 feet away from where the match was about to end. You know, it is too close to say as far as who should have actually won. Because, you know, I mean, at the time that John was doing the three count because of Frost's shoulders being down on the mat. Also, at the same time, the whole reference show, he was checking as far as Damian Blade, trying to make sure he's not going to tap out. Unfortunately, it was too close to call. Even I can say that, being as close as I was.
So you can't tell what happened first, whether the tap out started before or after the three came down?
It was happening at the same time. That's what it was. It was happening at exactly the same time. It is that close. I mean, there is no distinction. I mean, if you were to try to do this, you know, like they say, you know, photo finish, even those people that normally check out the photo finishes and review it and review it and review it, there is no way they could really call it down to who actually was the winner of that match. Now, of course, Scotty Mac, I mean, he had to do what he had to do. I mean, people may not agree with it. I mean, I'm not sure if I necessarily agree with it, but at the same time, I believe this gives both parties, both Damian Blade and Xavier Frost, a chance to prove who is the better of the champions at this point. So now at this point, both of them need to step up their game, prove who should actually be the champion.
That's easy, it'll be Frost.
I think Blade might beat him. I don't know.
Well, the whole too close to call thing, I agree with Richard, means it's a draw, plain and simple. Frost retains. That's how it should have been. That's co-champion bullshit. I don't know. Thanks, Knight. We appreciate you. I mean, like I said, I had a good time. These guys are phenomenal. I recently, if you're friends with me on Facebook, I recently shared again the Rodfather's review of the promotion. He gave him a very good review. If you don't have a chance to come see him, definitely check him out on YouTube, WPW Video. Check that out. Some good stuff. These guys are phenomenal at what they do. My hat's off to all of them. No bullshit. They put on one hell of a show for me last night. Even with the still hurting today, shit happens. But just good job, guys, all around. Just a really, really good job, guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
100%, I'll agree with that. I think that's something we can all agree on.
Next show is November 6th in Jerseyville, Illinois.
Friday night in Jerseyville, Illinois.
Man, that's going to be hard to do on a Friday night, but...
I'm going to have to wait and see, man.
Yeah. If he's out, guess who has to interview the Legion?
You.
Nah, fuck that.
Dude, I'm the photographer.
You should have Heath interview Damian Blade. I think that'll go well.
I'm going to have Heath interview the Legion.
Oh, God. I'm going to get ate alive.
Yeah, you are. Well,
We need to at least talk about, do some of our normal stuff on our show.
Yes.
We were talking about a draft.
Let's put that off.
Thank God. Okay.
We want Mark involved in that or not, and B, if, you know, yeah. Let's just put it off.
Okay, we'll put that off a week. Me
too, week.
So what? Oh, yeah, that's right. We're not doing a show next week.
Yeah, official show note, we are not going to have a live show next week.
We will be taking the week off for Archon.
Yep.
Which, for those that do want to go, hey, it's going to be in Collinsville.
ArchonSTL.org. Check that out. Also, something near and dear to my heart is one of the room parties we do there. It's called Sausage Fest. It benefits breast cancer research. Now, I am a cancer survivor.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I am. Adrian. No, no bullshit. When my appendix was removed, I had cancer in my appendix. If it would have burst, I'd probably be dead.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
cancer is cancer, man. If it would have burst, most people that hit when their appendix bursts, it's really, really bad news. Well, if it bursts and it has cancer, that's even worse.
Because that spreads quickly.
Yeah. The doctor told me if it would have burst, it would have been really, really bad. Anyway, check it out. It's Sausage Fest. You can donate money to the cause. Anything from they've already made back their goal of $1,600. Anything above and beyond is going to go straight to breast cancer research. So check that out. If you have any questions, you can message us on Facebook.
We can give you all the details on that because they're actually going to be accepting donations all through the end of month of October.
You can,
so it's not just ending at Archon.
You can get your own Sausage Fest hoodie or T-shirt and all kinds of. What you guys, Adrian? Did you get a Stein 1 year? You and Heath.
I got a beer glass, yeah.
A beer glass, yep. That's what it was. I got a hoodie. Heath, you got a hoodie last year, didn't you?
Yep, I got a hoodie last year.
I got a T-shirt last year.
Yeah, I got T-shirt. All three of us will be sporting our Sausage Fest T-shirts. And the good thing is, too, like, I wore mine to what concert? Kid Rock, because it was really cold. Wore mine to Kid Rock. And a lot of people ask, what the hell is that? And so I explained it to them, and they were, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Took down some information, and hopefully they donated. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, check that out. Oh, and by the way, we usually get drunker and fuck from that party too.
Oh yes,
best bartender.
Saturday night is the party night.
Best bartenders around. Adrian, you can't partake so much this year, can you?
What do you mean?
You gotta kind of keep it toned down a little bit Saturday night, don't you?
Not really.
Don't you start your new job that following Monday, next Monday?
Yeah.
A week from today.
I don't need 2 days to recover. I'll be fine after one day. Really.
We'll see. Oh, God. All right, moving on. We got to do something here.
Yes, we do.
We got to do something for our normal show.
Let's just go straight to What Stinks.
Are we going to do WPW What Stinks, or do you have anything else that you want to...
I have a What Stinks for pretty much everything.
Okay, so let me key that up here. There it is. Oh, that's really loud.
Wake up.
Well, it's kind of hurt. It hurts to move, so what do you expect?
Hey, we already got a What Stinks out there. What Stinks? Halibert.
That was going to be mine.
Someone wants to be a comedian. You big guy over there in the chat room. Let my fingers type. Go for it, Adrian.
All right, so my What Stinks, I'll start off with this one here, is really co-world champions? I don't know. I hated the call. Dumb move.
I concur. Yeah. It should have been a draw, plain and simple. If you can't figure out who the winner is, it's a fucking draw. Moving on. Adrian, let me ask you. If there's a double count out for a title, are they co-champions after then, or is it just a draw and the champ retains?
Well, the title doesn't change hands on a count out, so, I mean...
The title doesn't change hands on a draw.
I mean, the way they called it, they didn't call it a draw. They called it as both men won, so...
Well, okay, let me ask you this.
I can't make it make sense, Jason. I can't. I already said it stank.
I think Alex Hill's got a call today. That's fine. Thanks for showing up, buddy.
Yep, thanks for stopping by, Alex.
Go ahead, buddy. You got anything else, Adrian?
I do, actually. I want to touch on this from Monday night, can we please, for the love of God, let the Summer Rae Rusev and Lana, or Dolph Ziggler and Lana thing all just die already?
Yes.
That was actually getting played out way too much.
But that was actually going to be my What Sings from Raw. I am so sick of this. It was bad enough when it was Dolph and Lana and Summer Rae. And now that Lana's out hurt, now it's Rusev and Ziggler fighting for... Really? Come on, guys.
By the way, Knight's leaving as well. Take care, everybody.
Night, fellas. Thanks for coming out. You got anything else?
For this? No.
Okay. Heath, you got anything?
My what stinks is the lack of ventilation at the place last night.
Yeah, that did suck.
I thought it was bad for us. Oh, my God. I can't believe what all the guys went through as far as during the wrestling.
Not as bad as the test benefit. But that's why, you know, listening to our interviews, they were all done out. Mine were all done outside. I don't know about Adrian's. So
yeah, mine actually were, too.
I thought I heard crickets in all of them. So
yeah,
there's a reason for that. Also, we did an interview, a surprise interview. We're not going to air it on our show, but it's going to be a video on the Roscoe Poffo show.
Ooh.
Assuming they were able to recover the video. And if not, we'll put up this week, then we'll play the interview next week.
Yes, or 2 weeks from now. That was a surprise interview. I'm not going to say a whole lot, although I was not happy about it. So, moving on. Real quick. Dude, fucking Paige with her pipe bomb Monday night. I want to just touch on that real quick.
I know. Good God.
Okay. What did you guys think of that?
I liked it. It didn't seem to have the bite that they have in the past, but it was pretty strong message.
It wasn't an AJ Lee. It wasn't the CM Punk one, and it wasn't the AJ Lee one. It wasn't as good as either one of those, but it was still good. It got the point across.
It did. It really did.
Do you think that maybe her Paige dropping a pipe bomb might have been another jab to maybe AJ?
Not exactly. I think this was just a good way to break up the team's aspect and get it to where they're singles competitors.
At least PCB, they didn't break up the other teams, so.
Not yet, but I think that the other ones are going to start to fall by the wayside because I can't see Sasha wanting to take a back seat to Naomi for much longer either.
No.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'll kind of piggyback off of this one. Logan, can we stop calling pipe bombs? She just flipped heel, and that's about damn time. You know what? That's kind of my what stinks. Anytime someone does a good promo like that, it's a pipe bomb.
Yes.
And, I'll admit, I called it a pipe bomb, but the reason why is because that's what everyone's referring it to. Is they're referring to it as a pipe bomb. So, there you go. Not really the same. Punk's was, yes. AJ Lee's was, yes. This one, maybe not as much. But it was a good heel turn. I was waiting for it. Oh, my God, was I waiting for it.
God, the outfit she was wearing that night had really accentuated the cleavage.
Oh, yeah. But anyway, I'm still back at my what stinks. My what stinks, obviously, is getting sucker punched. Not once, but twice. By a certain Dickless Wonder in the chat room. And probably Dr. Bills that are going to be in my future here. That's that. What stinks? Dr. Bills.
Okay.
Scotty Max, what stinks? He got bitch slapped. Yes, you did. Heath, you got anything?
Nope, just the ventilation.
Oh, okay. I do want to talk about this from Raw here real quick.
What?
I actually am digging what they're doing with Kane right now. It's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, if you missed our post show last week, and if you live under a rock, Kane cost Seth Rollins. No, he didn't cost him the title, but he interfered in the match. Almost cost him the title. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Well, he didn't interfere. He came out after the match.
What I meant was he almost cost him the title because Sheamus almost cashed in on it.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. That's where I was going with that. I'm sorry. Okay. So Monday night, here's Kane with Seth Rollins and acting like nothing happened.
Actually, he's not even really his normal, you know,
this
Kane,
is like,
director of operations. This is like a totally chipper. I mean, he's like
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing? What
scary.
Are you guys talking about? Oh, blah, blah, blah. So then he's cornered by Stephanie and Triple H, And Stephanie's like, where's the mask? Huh, what are you talking about?
What mask?
It's not in there. Oh, well, if you lost it, then you have a problem, very big problem. I'm like, oh, shit. I do have to agree with Richard. Kane is, he's basically doing the Joseph Park Abyss gimmick right now, but I think he's pulling it off better.
Kane's the better actor when it comes to those two, and he just, he has a little bit more natural, I think, charisma to him, I guess, to me. Yes. Anyway, to me.
I concur.
Yeah, it continued on SmackDown as well this week. Rollins, questioned about it, was mad at him, and Kane's like, I wasn't even at Night of Champions. I was at home still watching from my...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is great.
Was there anything else you... let's see. What exactly happened? Oh, yeah. And here's a little bit more. So, Rollins... got his rematch against Cena for the title. Cena wins. No, that's not the big deal. After the match, Cena takes the title to the ramp and his music hits and, normal stuff. Rollins is laying in the ring. Corporate Kane appears on the big screen and teases that the Demon Kane is coming for the WWE title. Pyro explodes on the stage. Here's the Kane red lights. Kane comes up through the ring.
Rolling down. And that was a great shot of him getting dragged down.
Oh, my God. That was phenomenal. We found out Hell is actually under a WWE ring.
Right. There's a portal of Hell underneath the ring. Yes.
Got it.
So, yeah. That's what happened. That's how Raw. And, man, it is great. I love it. I wasn't sure where they were going with the whole Kane thing, how he was going to figure into it all. But let me tell you, Monday night when he was doing the whole... I don't know what you're talking about. I was at home. I'm like, oh, this is the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. Now, they take some gambles with some of this stuff. We all know that. Some of it turns out really good. Some of it turns out bad. This is good.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, moving on. Do we want to do a Can You Dig It, or do we want to skip that?
We can skip that.
Okay. It's time for America's Favorite Game Show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but... Jizz Jams!
Jizz Jams! He should have got punched in the face last night, too.
Yes. Why? Here's how the game works. You're going to play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he's going to win himself a Jeopardy show.
Bad chance. I haven't won in a long time.
No. And also, it made me think that the new rule we did last week doesn't work on weeks you're not here.
Yeah, I realize that, too.
So, the jelly bean rule is only in effect when Adrian's here, because I'm not eating jelly beans.
Wait, what? Heath can pick you still.
Right, but on, like, a week like this?
I actually will have a solution for that next week.
What, are you going to have jelly beans with you?
I will.
I'll need proof that you're eating them.
I will turn on video on Skype.
Okay, I can deal with that.
And you will see me eat them.
Oh, you assholes have eaten most of the bad ones out of the box we have now, so I think I'd be okay.
Well, that's only because of my bad luck of picking.
Yeah, I know, thank God.
I got a couple dog foods out of there, and I think, oh, those ones were so bad.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't have that.
All right, kids, feel free to play along in the chat. He can't see the screen. So here comes song number one. Give you a little bit more volume.
I got this one now.
And your time starts now. Chat does not have it.
Really?
Yes. Mark Jones would get it.
I was going to say that's because Mark Jones isn't here.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is he?
Probably, like, nutting himself because the Mets won the Eastern Division.
Oh, okay.
Can he guess it? No, he can't. Can he guess it? No, he can't.
You suck.
We need an answer.
Owen Hart.
What?
Owen Hart.
Wow.
I don't know. I was total stab in the dark.
Holy crap. Montana Man does not have it. The correct answer we're looking for is Techno Team 2000.
God damn it. I almost guessed that. And I'm like, no, I don't think that's right. God damn it.
Well, that was it. You ready for song number two?
Yeah.
We'll go. Adrian, pick a number. One or two?
Two.
And your time starts now. I can tell you we've got a couple guesses in the chat, and they're not correct. Can't he guess it? No, he can't. He's a douchebag. Yes, he is. Can't he guess it? No, he can't. Can't he guess it? No. He can't. You got to do the "you suck" now every time, Adrian. At the end.
You suck.
We need an answer, Heath. We have another guess in the chat. Not correct.
Ah, shoot. I don't know.
A lot of them are on the right gender. Richard guesses Sonny. Montana Man says the cat. Montana Man then says Tori. Richard says PMS. Adrian says Miss Jackie.
Correct that answer? Was a Jackie, a Jack one.
Adrian? I knew that Miss Jackie was Jacqueline. So I would have went with either.
Wow, one. I didn't even know it was a woman's wrestler.
Yes. Yeah, for shits and giggles. Adrian's got it.
Theme music used in Thunder in Paradise.
No. The correct answer I'm looking for was the stalker Barry Windham.
Okay.
Judges.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing.
Heath's van.
You lose.
Dude. Good day, sir. Really?
Man, Logan fits in good.
Yeah, dude, he ripped into me last night, too.
He rips on you.
I was like,
good
grief, guys. That's come great. On.
Let's see here. Hey, Sonny got arrested.
No, yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. Well, that's our show tonight, guys.
Yeah.
Boy, let me tell you, first off, I am not looking. When we sit down here and do this show, it hurts because we sit around for so long.
Yeah, these are not exactly comfortable
this
chairs.
A is an extended show, so this is going to hurt a little bit more. And B, oh my God, I am hurting so bad right now. This is going to just suck to get up right now. I kid you not.
Can I give you what story from KFAB News?
Oh, you got one. Yeah, okay, hold on. Ready?
So,
and news from the Our Bomb's most trusted source in news reporting, KFABnews.com.
This came on Friday. Apparently at a press conference, Mr. Man unmasked himself, revealing that he was Ted Turner all along.
Wow. No shit.
The world of professional wrestling is reeling after it was revealed today that Vince McMahon, long believed to be the mastermind behind World Wrestling Entertainment, is actually the masked alter ego of supposed longtime rival Ted Turner. It was me, Turner cackled after tearing off a rubber mask. It was me all along, and you all bought it, hook, line, and sinker. For decades, wrestling fans worldwide had mistakenly believed that Turner was the arch nemesis of McMahon during the so-called Monday Night Wars, when Turner's World Championship Wrestling battled for ratings against McMahon's WWE. But the entire war, in quotes, Turner confessed today, was an elaborate subterfuge she orchestrated to boost revenues for both companies, since Turner had always been the sole owner of both. When McMahon appeared to have bought the struggling WCW in 2001, it was actually Turner consolidating his brand to buy a monopoly in the wrestling business. Although Turner revealed he has sent shockwaves to the wrestling world, many fans or pundits admit that, in hindsight, it all makes perverse kind of sense. Come to think of it, said longtime wrestling journalist Bill Apter, you never did see McMahon and Turner in the same room together.
Huh, you really didn't. That's interesting. Let's see. Richard's trying to get a Brawl post show for tomorrow night. We'll see if that happens. John, referee John, says, this is my first time listening. Two thumbs up, bitches.
Thanks for coming out, John. Thanks for coming out, John. We appreciate you and your awesome referee skills.
Well, again, I'll go no bullshit now. Good job, guys. You looked fantabulous in that referee shirt. The guy that gave you that referee shirt for the night, that guy is a fucking saint, let me tell you.
Uh-huh.
I do want to thank a personal friend of the show, Uriah Elazar.
I think we just lost Adrian. Are you there?
Adrian?
I'm here. Hello.
Hi. I don't know what happened. I just lost you. I don't know why.
Well, that's weird. Did you not hear what I said?
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said I want to thank friend of the show, Uriah.
What? I don't know. What's Adrian, are you there? Are you there? Adrian?
Oh shit.
Oh, I think we've got some issues with Skype. So hold on, we got to get Adrian back here. I don't know what's going on with Skype.
You didn't actually have to hang up on me, Dick.
I didn't hang up on you. I thought you hung up on me.
No.
Oh
wow. Skype, I actually was listening.
Skype hung up
on
us.
Big Brother, man.
I kid you not, my hand wasn't even on the Skype computer.
You're such a douche. Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, go ahead. Get your dick sucking out of the way.
Oh, no. I'm good.
Good. Now we're calling it quits. Adrian, what do we got coming up on network?
We have a whole bunch of go fuck yourself, Jason. How about that?
I don't think that's the name of a show. Should be.
Nope.
Go fuck yourself, Jason. Hosted by Richard Bird Dog. There you go. I just renamed Richard's show.
No. Hold on. I'm a little disappointed at our guys listening in the chat room. This is the biggest number we've had in a while, and we only got 181 hearts. Last week, we had 700 and something hearts.
We actually had 1,000 hearts last week.
Yeah, we had over 1,000.
Well, we're only at 181. Come on, guys.
I don't like doing the heart thing. I think it's dumb.
I don't. It gets more people to show up. That's why I thought Doggy Style showed up, was because it was like, oh, hey, someone. Anyway.
And Melina S., whoever that person is.
Anyway, we've got, it's dumb. Well, you're fucking clicking on hearts too, dickhead. We got shows coming up. No, actually, I got a new idea for a show for the network just now. Are you ready?
What's that?
Adrian, you would have to do it. It would be Go Fuck Yourself, Jason, hosted by the Legion Bitch. Uriah Elazar.
What?
Yeah. What? I'm just saying. It'd be real boring, though, because, again, he ain't got nothing but half a brain anyway, so. Anyway. No, we got shows coming up on the network. We've got Shooting from the Hip Sunday nights before us. We've got Respect the Mat. Huh? Yeah, our lead-in show. We've got Respect the Mat when Greg gets a chance to do some more shows, which I hear season 2 is coming up soon. He's kind of like Lucha Underground. He does his shows in seasons.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Is the niche still a thing?
As far as I know, no.
Okay.
I don't think they're officially done, but I don't think they've recorded a new show in for fucking ever either.
The Walkabout, however, does record a show.
It does.
That's with... two guys we can't understand, Ilario and Jake Mullen.
Result Life and Times in Wrestling in their prison colony of Australia.
That comes on at like, what, 3:30 in the morning or something like that? Something like that.
It's like 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah, and then Richard's got a show when he can finally get off his ass and do a show. And did I miss anything? Oh, FTPW? Yeah, FTPW featured podcast. Check them out at Fans Talk Pro Wrestling. Good show there. You can send us a message at the hourbomb@gmail.com. You can follow us on the Twitters at the hourbomb. You can like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Review the show on iTunes as well. You can send us all messages on Facebook if you have an idea for Jizz Jams. Don't send it to Heath. That'll kind of ruin the game. Send it to me or Adrian.
Also, keep those submissions coming in as far as the Urban Dictionary.
Yes. The game is you have to get Jason Heath in there as a definition in Urban Dictionary. Also, bonus points.
We've
you
only
get,
got one submission so far, but yes, it is a good one.
By Jake Capone. Also, bonus points if you can get the Hour Bomb in there, too. Is there anything else? Oh, check out all the wonderful, check out pwpop.com, all the wonderful things written by Paul Jordan. I got nothing else. Anyone else got one? You got anything else? Anything else I'm forgetting? I don't think so. I think we're good. Check out check out our partners at World Powerhouse Wrestling at wpwpro.com. Also on the Twitters at World Powerhouse, HOUS1. I got nothing else. We're taking next week off. We will not have a show next week. I repeat, we will not have a show. We will be on immediately after at our normal time slot, following up The Walking Dead, which we'll probably bitch about The Walking Dead on our show. We are the unofficial Walking Dead post show, for lack of a better term.
Only because of the fact that we watch it before we come here.
Adrian, it feels like I'm forgetting something. I feel like I should be saying something here, but I'm not.
I would like to give a big, fuck you to Richard.
Okay, good. Good.
For being a dick.
Okay. Next show again for WPW is, November 6th, Jerseyville, Illinois. Message us for details or check them out at wpwpro.com. I got nothing else. Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I am good.
Okay, so with that being said, Adrian, anything else you'd like to say? No? Okay, so.
No, I'm good.
Once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Station Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies. There we go.
The big bad booty daddy!
Says, y'all can go fuck yourself.
Y'all can go fuck yourself, huh? Nice.
I hope you die from herpes.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
Big thank you to everyone showing up tonight. A bunch of the WPW guys and others showing up. Appreciate it.
Whoop, whoop.
I got a song of the week picked out myself. Little ditty from a guy named Zack Ryder. We will not try to do this again next week, but instead we will try to do this again in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Until then, you've been
Hour Bombed.
Toodles.
My fucking side hurts.
Think to yourself, she's the one. But as time goes on, you realize she ain't nothing but a hoesie. When I met you, girl, it was love at first sight. Your hair looked so good. Your dress was so tight. At first I was nervous, so quiet and shy. Wasn't sure if your type was a bro from L.I. I thought we'd be soulmates, like Bud Light and Lime. Thought you'd be my girl till the end of time. You were my girlfriend for a couple of years, but then you left me with nothing but tears. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and found yourself a new broski. But I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and found yourself a new broski. But I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, woo, woo, woo. It didn't take long for you to crawl back to me. You wanted another taste of Long Island icy. My bros tried to warn me, but I couldn't resist, because you were the girl that for so long I had missed. You said all the right things, but they were all lies. All I am is a name on your long list of guys. Now that you're gone for good, my future is so much brighter. But I still hate you for giving my heart a rough rider. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo, woo, woo. You say you've moved on and girl, cause you are a hostie. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may have left me, but I still woo woo woo. You say you moved on and found yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. Like me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. You broke my heart twice, okay, I'll admit a bitter. Try to read your mind, but the print was too small. Bought you anything you wanted when we went to the mall. You got multiple personalities in that one soul. Hope the only gift Santa Claus brings you is coal. And even though I think about you every single day, you're not the one who got away, you are the one who walked away. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may end up me, but I still woo woo woo. You say you moved on and find yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. Roses are red and violets are blue. You may end up me, but I still woo woo woo. You say you moved on and found yourself a new broski, but I don't want you back, girl, cause you are a hostie. You are a hostie. You are a hostie. So you think you're so cool for breaking my heart not once but twice? Are you serious, bro? Will I get over you one day? Woo, woo, woo.